I loved watching the cardinal until he hid from the hawk. He had to find protection.
The cardinal could tell he was being watched, and he hid to stay safe. Can you tell when danger is nearby? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Wild animals are really good at knowing when there's danger nearby and how to hide from it. But as a Christian, you have a place of protection too. God promises to protect you from Satan so he can't destroy you. Just listen to David from the Psalms. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. And now let's listen to our story for today. It's called A Place of Escape. Nora and her dad sat outside watching for birds. "Look, Dad, a cardinal," said Nora when a flash of crimson caught her eye. The little red bird landed on a nearby rock, then flew into a huge maple tree. Nora lifted her binoculars and tried to locate the bird. "I can't see him anymore," she told her father. "I can't either," said Dad. "He's completely hidden by leaves." He pointed to another bird hovering near the maple tree. "That's a hawk circling up there." "Oh, no," exclaimed Nora. "Do you think he noticed that cardinal because of its bright color?" Nora stared at the hawk's outstretched wings. "I hope he doesn't have the cardinal for lunch." "I think he'd rather have a nice fat field mouse for lunch," said Dad. Nora nodded, but she was glad when the hawk finally glided out of sight. "The world's scary sometimes and full of enemies," said Dad. "Yeah," said Nora. "Male cardinals are so pretty, but their bright color makes it easy for predators to see them." Dad nodded. "Christians are something like bright cardinals. Last Sunday, Pastor Burns reminded us that we stand out in a dark and gloomy world. Remember? Our brightness, the love and peace of Jesus that we have in our hearts, often catches Satan's attention. He tries to destroy us by getting us to give in to temptation, doubt, or despair. But we can always escape the enemy's clutches." "But not by hiding in a tree like the cardinal does," said Nora. "Pastor Burns said we can go to God for protection." Dad smiled. "Right. When we trusted in Jesus, he freed us from the power of sin and Satan, and he hides us in the strong fortress of his presence. In him, we always have a place of escape."
"Yeah, but how do we do that? Just pray?" Nora asked.
"Good question," said Dad.
"Yes, I'd say we do that by prayer, by calling on him for help when we're facing trouble or temptation. We also do it by remembering his promises and trusting him. God is always watching over us and caring for us, and he will help us resist the devil." How about you? Are there things in your life that fill you with fear and doubt? Are there temptations that are hard to resist? Satan is a fierce enemy, but he's no match for Almighty God. If you trust Jesus as your Savior, Satan has no power over you because you've been freed from sin. When you think you're too weak to resist temptation or stand firm against the devil's lies, remind yourself that God is more powerful than Satan. Run to Jesus when you're tempted or afraid, and he will help you escape. Our key verse is Psalm 46:1.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
And our key thought for today, God takes care of you. Hey, has listening to Keys for Kids helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how the devotional has impacted you. Tell me your story. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic with your parents' permission. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.